It's 5 o'clock. This is Rod Charles playing the hits for Robert St. John. 1390 CSC and Rod Charles for Robert St. John, who is Jerry Bays, is prisoner inside a billboard on Sproul Avenue in North Charleston. Just had a suggestion on how he might get him out. It's a little dangerous, though. The suggestion was that we chop up the billboard. Far out, huh? Well, some people might get hurt doing that. Besides, we'd knock down a perfectly useful billboard that might be used at a later date. Anyway, I appreciate the suggestion, and if you have a suggestion on how we might get Bays and St. John out of the billboard in time for Turkey Day, or a turkey into him in time for Turkey Day, then you call 723-4944.
There's a tree.
I've been soliciting suggestions on how we might possibly rescue St. John and Bays, who are being held prisoner inside a billboard on Sproul Avenue, and have a caller on the phone, Mark Daniels. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, where do you live?
On Glebe Street.
Where is that?
Down on the college campus.
Down here in the city, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mark, what is your suggestion on how we can get Bays and St. John out of this nasty, mean billboard over on Sproul Avenue in North Charleston?
Well, you could attach something on the top of it.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know, just some kind of hook or something on the very top.
Yeah, like a crane?
Well, real strong, and then attach a crane to that.
Yeah.
And then just lift it up, and they could get out. Then you could lower it back down.
Now,
it wouldn't hurt the billboard.
Now, where can we get the crane?
I don't know. Probably from some construction company.
A construction company? Maybe this construction company.
The contractor's got to have the equipment when he needs it.
We wouldn't want to sell you a crane that costs many thousands of dollars if you only need the crane for 2 days.
It's 6 o'clock, and for Robert St. John, that poor dude, this is Rock Charles playing the hits. 1390 CSC Rock Charles for Robert St. John, who with Jerry Bays is being held prisoner inside a billboard on Sproul Avenue in North Charleston at 6:09. I have a caller on the phone who has a suggestion for how we can either get those dudes out or get them something to eat since tomorrow's Turkey Day. Who's calling, please?
My name is John Henry.
What kind of suggestion do you have for us? Either to get them out or get them food.
I figured since they'd be in there for tomorrow for Thanksgiving, that if you ran a pipe up through the pole and into the thing and made some turkey salad, you could push it through the pipe and it'd come out in there.
Turkey salad through the pipe. Would you be willing to do that, man?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, we may try that if it doesn't rain.
This is David B. Summons.
1390 CSC and Rod Charles in for Robert St. John, who's being held prisoner inside a billboard on Sproul Avenue, North Charleston, right?
That's right.
The last time we talked to St. John was, I think it was a couple of days ago. I was doing my impersonation of Gary Bays, and we talked to St. John from inside the billboard, and the last thing we heard him say was,
"Help, I need somebody,
CSC and Rod Charles for Robert St. John, who's in dire need of help. Along with Gary Bays, they're prisoners inside a billboard on Sproul Avenue in North Charleston. And I have a call on the phone with more suggestions on how we might help rescue those dudes. Who's calling, please?
Alvin Wells.
Alvin, where do you live?
1773 Huntington Drive.
And what section of town is that?
West of the Ashley.
West of the Ashley. Okay, Alvin, go with your suggestion. I'm all ears.
Well, I figured that you need the right tools to get somebody out.
Uh-huh.
So I have an assortment of tools which you probably need. A left-handed monkey wrench.
A left-handed monkey wrench.
A two-toed screwdriver.
A two-toed screwdriver.
Yeah, a four-fingered crowbar.
A four-fingered crowbar.
And a right-footed hammer.
And a right-footed hammer.
And you never should be without a skyhook.
And never should be without a skyhook. Now, how can we use all these proper tools to rescue these guys?
Well, see, you can be working at the only soccer players and ambidextrous people can use these tools.
Okay. What else?
Well, see, you take the sky hook and you hook it in.
Yeah.
And you pull on the rope.
Yeah.
You know, the muskrat power. And you take your left-handed monkey wrench and you put it next to the two-toed screwdriver with the four-fingered crowbar moving, and you use the hammer as a wedge.
Yeah, I got you.
That'll get them out.
That'll get them out? Will it tear up the billboard?
Well, I don't know. All I know is if that doesn't get them out, I don't know much that will.
I don't either.